Guys, we are in person.
Finally, it's been the third episode now. Yeah, third episode. We're chugging along. Just had a class. Now we're finally doing it. No longer remote. It'll be a nice little change.
Live on the Ryerson campus.
Yeah, at least we get to see face to face. It'll be a little
a lot easier.
Yeah, a lot easier. So, of course, we come back from the weekend. That was another Leafs embarrassing win this time. Not a loss.
Was it embarrassing or was it cool?
It was embarrassing. I think it was embarrassing. I mean, the whole team kind of is sick and they, some kind of stomach bug. That's the thing that's in my head right now is kind of like, okay, maybe give them a little break. But it's still, I can't wrap my head around letting this team. It's just the same stuff every single time. And I don't think that this year is any different than the years prior. I just don't. Like a 10-7 win. A game you're up 7-2 after the second, you blow a 5. Okay, they didn't technically blow the lead, but it was 7-6, right? It's just embarrassing.
I'm not sure if we should think about it as in the team blew it or was it like a goaltending thing? Because the goaltending was quite bad.
But goaltending is a part of your team. That's a legitimate issue we could talk about now.
But if your goaltender's not making saves, what are you going to do? Like Morgan Riley and Lilligren ended up -2. Two of the goals, what were they going to do? They're standing there and it goes through.
Oh, yeah, of course. But that brings a question. The Leafs need – they don't – okay. I'm not saying acquire goaltending help, but there's an issue there. Like, are you going to be able to ride with either of those guys come playoff time? Like, Jack was great last year, but you can tell he's burned out after starting – what did he start, like 38 games this year? Something like that?
Yeah, his career high.
It's – yeah. And obviously, he can't carry the workload because he hasn't before, right? This is his first time. So if you want to put Mrazek in there, which he has been, he's been kind of splitting. Although Jack's been getting like probably 60-40.
Recently, they've been just back and forth. Yeah. But at the beginning with most of Jack.
Yeah, right? And if you want to ease his load, which they are, it's just now at this point where they're playing more consistently, he hasn't really turned it. Like you thought coming like December, he has under a 900 since December.
Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you got to eventually, okay, you can blame it on there were a lot of breaks in between games after the whole COVID shutdown. The whole league kind of just, right? They all went on a pause. There were a bunch of cases. Okay, they're not playing consistently enough. They got to get into a rhythm. We're, what, probably a few weeks in. They've been playing pretty consistently. It's not like they've had 5 days off between games, and it hasn't turned around. He's had a few games. Like the one, the second half of the back-to-back against the Devils on the road, he played better compared to the first game. That was, he did not play well. But this is an issue, and you want to let Mrazek go in. Mrazek's kind of scary to watch when you watch him in net.
Yeah, he's jumpy.
Very.
He's very aggressive, and he's not a Carey Price composed goalie. No. He's very
very aggressive.
But for Jack, I think he's more in the middle. So at the beginning of the year, he was playing out of his mind. He had like a 950. Yeah. He was like a Vezina Trophy candidate. But in the second half, not even second half, like the middle of the season so far, like you said, he's been under a 900. So I feel like he falls somewhere in the middle. So maybe he's not going to be a 950, but I think he can put up a 920. It's just he's not used to playing this much.
Yeah.
The problem is then if you start to ride Mrazek, then Campbell's going to be cold. You're going to put him in like the last half of the year, no games like for a month.
Well, that's the thing. You got to ease it up now and then hope around April-ish you can kind of try and ramp him up a little bit. But
it might honestly be better to do like 60-40 Mrazek and then ramp up Campbell at the end.
Well, Mrazek's been very hit or miss. Like he played great against the Wild and then he – I mean, granted, he did come in after he wasn't, you know, I mean, your mindset, especially a goalie. Like
for Detroit?
Yeah, against the Detroit game. Like, your mindset, if you're not starting, like, goalies always get in that kind of mindset that they know they're in the crease. So it's, I guess that could say.
Keefe even said after the game, he's like, I didn't want to put Mrazek in, but it was 7-6, and it wasn't start. It was, well, maybe it was 7-5. I don't know when
it was 7-5, yeah, because he gave up that 6.
He's like, the three goals that Campbell let in were not, they were pretty stoppable.
Yeah, well, one was a turnover.
One was a turnover.
Played the puck.
Okay, two were deflections, I think.
Yeah. But they were really – he was really aggressive on it, though. Like, you can see – I don't know which – I think it was the first, the second, even both of them. He pushed aggressively to the opposite. I mean, when it's a deflection, it's hard to make a save like that. Like, you kind of got to guess. You can't predict a deflection, obviously. But he was really aggressive favoring whichever side he went to. Like, he was – usually he's more composed. Usually he's more stationary. Like, even when Freddie was here. When Freddie was on his game, he was great. Like, he was great positionally. He wasn't sprawling all over the place. He was composed. He was making these good positional saves.
That's how goalies last a long time. They're structured, so they don't have to overuse their athleticism. Mm. But I think it's two things. So for Campbell, he can't play this much, but then the cold thing happens. But then also the deflections, what are you going to do? That's a defensive thing.
Yeah. You got to get guys out from in front of your net. Yeah. You got to move them.
Like, I was at my uncle's yesterday, and we were watching the Canes versus the Oilers. Okay, granted, the Oilers' defense sucks, but their offense is still pretty good. But the Canes held them to one goal. And a lot of the goals where they clear the front of the net. And Anderson
wasn't there was a few sprawl. I watched a little bit of the game. But it was more of a structured,
but that's how it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Your goalie is there to make saves when the defense collapses, but the defense shouldn't collapse every shift.
Yeah.
The Leafs don't have a defense to structure into.
But then those ones that Jack did let in, you need those saves.
Then you also, right? Then some it comes of them, into like you need a save.
The one that was shot from the boards on the goal line, you need a save from that.
Oh, even the left side.
Yeah. I still don't trust Jack playing the puck.
I feel like that's post-traumatic stress disorder from Anderson, though.
No. Even last year, he was shaky whenever he came out of the crease. Beginning of this year, I felt a little shaky, but then I felt better. But ever since last month, whenever he's been on a slump, he's just shaking me. I don't like when he plays the puck. Just stay in your crease. Stay in your crease and make your saves, because you're not prime Mike Smith playing the puck.
Yeah, I feel like the entire Leafs team is too far up. So Campbell gets the puck, and the defense are not that close to him. And then the defense get the puck, and the forwards are quite too far.
Yeah.
Not all the time. It's hit and miss for some reason. Sometimes you'll get Nick Robertson look great. He's at his own goal line. He's not even a centerman. And then you have Marner, who's at the other end. But he's fast enough to get back. It's just sometimes you don't want to cheat.
The whole game overshadowed Robertson playing.
I thought he played a good game.
Yeah, he didn't play bad.
You could see he's smaller. So with his strides, he has to take a lot of strides. But what are you gonna do?
I mean, he was playing with Spets on Simmons, so you're not gonna. I don't even know how much ice time he had. I didn't even check.
I don't think he had more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, not much.
Because that's what the fourth line does. And then they started if you're Keith, you probably think I'm not gonna have to play Matthews that much now. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's the one goal game. You gotta play Matthews more. Warner
Bunting line is just still rolling.
Hyman who?
Exactly. That deal. Not deal, but Hyman walking was the best thing. Okay, not best thing, but for the money, it was the best thing they could have done.
Yeah, but then say you imagine now you have Hyman on one line, Bunting on the other.
But can you afford a Hyman?
No, that's in a hypothetical. That's nearly impossible.
Yeah, and all this is overshadowed. Marner had a 6-point game. Nobody even cares about that. Okay, doesn't care, but it just kind of.
Oh, I cared.
So gloom.
I have waited years for Marner to score a hat trick. He's my favorite player. I've waited so long. And he's done it so many chances. He's had 2-goal games, 5-point nights. I remember there was one year where he was playing with Kadri and Marlowe, where it was an empty net, and he passed it off to Marlowe. I was like, you, man.
He didn't want the empty netter to be, or his third goal to be that empty netter. It's like last year when Foligno was playing. He passed it off every single chance he got. He didn't want his first goal to be first
then he never got one.
Empty netter, and then he never got one.
R.A.P. Foligno.
So just take what you get. See, now, watching that game, the defense needs a fix. Justin Hall, actually, I mean, offensively, he made 2 nice plays.
He had 3 assists.
Yeah, he had that pass, that stretch pass to Nylander on that first one, and the backhand behind the net. But is his defense good enough? No.
It's so weird. Not. He looks like a whole different player sometimes from last year.
It's you can't, especially because Muzzin was kind of his rock, right? Him and Muzzin helped him be the player he was last year. But we don't have that Muzzin this year when he is playing.
I think every time he's hit the ice, he's been injured.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. You can tell. Whether it's, I don't even
concussion
know.
Concussion or leg.
But before that first concussion, I don't know. They never.
He started the year weird, but I think he was playing through something.
Yeah, he was.
Probably in a preseason game or something. He tweaked something and it's bothered him all year.
Yeah.
And I would guess it's most likely a surgery is needed and he doesn't want to do that. Because he wants to play the season, at the end of the year, it's in the Stanley Cup final. You hear all the injuries that the guys have been dealing with because they want to play.
Yeah, well, now you have that 5.5, 5.5 free, around there.
5.6.
Yeah, so you have that money free now. So do you go out and you get another piece? You already got Lyubushkin, obviously, but can you afford to see? Obviously, you need a guy if Lyubushkin's a good. You got to give him time. He's been okay. Give him time to settle in, right? But You need someone, another guy. Like, if you get a John Klingberg or a Jacob Chychrun, like, how much is that going to help you? You don't need more offense back there.
You need a defensive big guy.
Like, do you want to give up a first-round pick for Giordano? I don't think I want to. A first?
Not for an older one year at the max. Not going to resign.
But what? Okay, you can get him to play the second power play because Muzzin was on there. But I don't. Sandin's on there now. But when Muzzin came back, when Muzzin came back, they threw him on the second power play sometimes. I never understood why they took Sandin off.
It depends on. Because then Sandin's been missing games too because of the cap and weird transitions that they've been doing, dropping guys and adding guys.
Yeah, like if I look at the trade bait, the TSN trade bait. There's Chychrun. I don't want Ben Chiarot. Not for a first. I don't want to give up a first-round pick for a guy who just has a reputation of, I'm going to punch you.
If Chiarot was right-handed, maybe.
Yeah.
Another left-side defenseman for...
Nah, I don't think... He plays the right side still, but I don't know if I'd want... Especially because... Okay, he's making 3.5. He's UFA, whatever. But do you really want... Do you trust his team enough to get a rental piece? Obviously, Dubas is buying him because he... has showed time and time again he trusts in these guys and he's going to bank on these guys and he's going to bet on them. These are his no, he's not changing. These are the guys he believes in. So for him, it's worth the gamble because if you don't get knocked out first round this year, you might not be here next year.
For Dubas?
Yeah, for Dubas. It's possible. I mean, I always feel like we say that. We say, if they don't go anywhere, they could be gone this year and that doesn't happen.
Canadian teams get more leash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Toronto gets the least of it, but...
Yeah. Oh yeah, look at Vancouver. Look at Jim Benning.
Look at Calgary.
She got
Freeliving's been there a long time. Yeah. Okay, this year it seems like they're turning it around, but it's taken a long time, like 9 years.
And look at Bergevin too. He had a long leash, although Bergevin
he knew the owner. Yeah, it was different.
Yeah, but he worked around. Like he made even at the beginning that Weber for Subban trade I didn't know about, and it wasn't good at the beginning, but then it kind of worked out. I mean, now there's a whole mess with him getting hurt, but. Another story.
Bergevin always showed he can. He would always try to at least do something.
Yeah.
He's always been trying to do some blockbuster thing.
So then, do you really want a John Klingberg, who you're not going to sign anyways?
Just to run the first or second power play?
Yeah. Like, there's no point. He's not going to really help you that much defensively, obviously. So maybe a guy like Justin Braun, UFA, but you're not going to spend that much. I don't know how much. That would probably cost you a second or a third, I think.
Yeah, it's so weird. All the deadline prices are up because it's trade deadline and everybody wants more.
I know the Flyers want a first for Ristolainen, so I wonder what they'd ask for Braun.
To just trade it for him.
Yeah. Because they're in rebuild mode. Or not rebuild.
They don't know what they're in.
They're trying to retool because the way their money's structured kind of
doesn't make any sense. Retool
because the guys are still under contract and it's an older team, so they're trying to retool.
I don't like it. I don't like their team at all. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
Philly. Well, JVR like 7, Kevin Hayes like 7, Giroux's like the only one playing good this year. The rest are all inconsistent.
Well, yeah, is Giroux gone? That's the thing.
If you trade Giroux, their team, I don't know what you do. You have to like trade everybody.
Rebuild. Unless you move Giroux, he's a UFA anyways. You move Giroux, and then he's willing to come back. I don't know how that.
Oh, like he goes on a playoff run with someone and then comes back. Yeah. Maybe.
Just kind of like a courtesy thing. Yeah, I've been here for a long time. Move me, I can go contend, and then after that, I'll come back.
I agree. Trade him to Carolina where he dominates from a fantasy team on the power play and then he comes back to Philly.
Can you imagine him in Carolina? Oh my gosh.
Him on the left, Aho in the middle, Svech, Tivu, whoever runs, and Tony D'Angelo, I guess.
Yeah.
Is there somebody else? Disgusting. That'd be elite. It'd
be disgusting. But yeah, there's Justin Braun. Colin Miller wouldn't be bad. Again, how much do you have to give up for that? Probably a second or a third. Right side defenseman. It's what you got to give up.
He's not like a big guy. He doesn't play big.
No.
I want Josh Manson.
Oh, I want Josh Manson too.
Simply what it is. But and he's a free agent.
He's not even high on the trade bait now that I look at it.
No, because they don't know what's going on in Anaheim. Because the thing is, they're a small market. So they don't know if they can't keep all the free agents.
Well, how many points back are they now?
They're out of the playoffs. Not by a lot.
They are?
I think. It's been fluctuating, jumping up and down because it's so close. There's 4 or 5 teams who could easily get into the playoffs in the Pacific.
Well, they are... 3 points back of Vegas, but Vegas has 2 games in hand.
So they're out of the playoffs?
Yeah, but that's the division. Wild card.
It's so close.
The wild card might be not that bad.
It's all weird.
Oh, I gotta go to NHL.com. I hate using NHL.com. It's a mess.
Don't worry, NHL, we still love you.
Let me go
back. Okay, here, I got it.
Oh, no, it's okay. I got it here. Yeah, they're
2 points out Of the wild card.
They have a game in hand? Oh, but Dallas has three
They don't have games in hand. No. Edmonton has games in hand, too, yeah. And they're close.
They got to leapfrog two teams. Or, sorry, you got to leapfrog one team, and they don't have games in hand.
And then Vancouver has less games in hand, but they could do it, too. Even San Jose, look how close it is.
Yeah.
Somebody, you go on a losing streak, you're out of the playoffs.
If you go on a winning streak, you're right in there. Look at Edmonton.
Yeah, it's all messed up.
Edmonton fell out now. They should. I actually feel bad. They had a good game yesterday. That was the best I've seen them play in, like, a long time.
They called two goals offside. They scored first goal offside. Oh, wait. Maybe Carolina scored the first goal offside. Yeah. And then Edmonton, and it was 2-0 because, like, Edmonton fell apart after they got scored on.
Yeah.
And then they scored, and they're like, yep, that's not it either.
Yeah.
Crazy. But look, Vegas went on a losing streak. They're now the third in the division. They were leading it.
Yeah, Calgary's going to win that division.
Oh, man. Daryl Sutter's so hyped.
Calgary, the way Calgary plays, this is their year. Like, you know how people always say the Flames and the Leafs. The Leafs are the Flames of the East, and the Flames are the Leafs of the West. The Flames are the Leafs of the West, and the Leafs are the Flames of the East. Right? You know how they always say that? Because there's guys like Gaudreau and Monahan. These guys never perform. That's just the way it is. And then they ended up being an early exit. But Calgary has room to shift here. I think they can actually do something this year.
They're the 2012 game.
They can definitely make the finals.
Yeah. It's so much parity in the NHL. It's wide open. How do you predict?
Look at how the Leafs played against them. The Leafs did not have an answer. That aggressive knock you on your feet. I'm going to punch you.
Their defense is big.
Get under your skin. Yeah.
Well, and they play big. It's not like Pierre Engvall, who's 6'5", and doesn't play big.
Yeah. And the Leafs don't do enough of that back in their back end, right? That's one of their issues. That's why if you come up against a Tampa or Florida, let's be honest, what are they going to do? With someone like Justin Hall back there? Justin Hall's not – it's too late. It's not. He's not going to turn around. It's too late in the season.
He's too late in his career to turn around.
Yeah. He was already a late bloomer as it was.
He's a sixth defenseman. What are you going to do?
Yeah. It's just the way it is. But I don't even – see, like – but as my sixth defenseman, I want a Bogosian. I want a guy who's steady back there. You going to get that consistency with Hall? No.
I think they want Lyubushkin to be the sixth defenseman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
And then they still want to go out and get a four.
Yeah.
But is that possible? That's the question because trade deadline's all weird this year.
Well, Nick Leddy's on the trade bait.
Oh, man, from Detroit?
That would be – yeah.
He's large. What about Mark Stahl? Is he on the trade bait?
I don't think so. Let me see.
He's probably not a free agent, that's why. But he's the same type of defenseman you would want.
Yeah, he is. He's 40th on the trade bait.
There you go. You won't have to give up much for him.
No.
And if you want him, just do his thing. He'll do it.
The Leafs' first rounder is 17th on the trade bait list.
But even if you think about it, like say I compared the Leafs to a Tampa or a Florida. Their offense is equal or better. Okay, that's great. But their defense is worse than both Tampa and Florida.
But the difference is that offense going to show up come April?
Okay, even if I assume that the offense showed up, just in this hypothetical, my defensive core is worse than both Tampa and Florida. And there's no way my goalie can compete with Vasilevsky, who's the best in the world. And Bobrovsky remains to be seen. In the past, he's been amazing in the playoffs, but you know he's getting older. He's having an incredible year, so who the hell knows?
I'd rather play Florida because when you get a choice between Bobrovsky and Vazzy in a 7-game series, I think I know who I'm going to choose. It's pretty easy.
Florida hasn't won a series since longer than Leafs. I think it was 98 or 94.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're in the same kind of slump. Yeah,
and
they should have made it past the first round last year, but they got screwed over.
They play Tampa,
yeah,
which is kind of the problem with the way the divisions are structured.
Yeah,
which I think should be 1-16.
It should.
Playoff selection.
Mean like 1-8. Yeah. Yeah, it should be.
No, it used to be 1-16, like in the 80s.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, well, now you got the conferences. You can't with the time zones, right, and flying over the travel.
Even if it's 1-8, it'd still be better.
Yeah, it's got to be 1-8, like the NBA does, and... No, the NFL kind of does it that way, but divisions are still important. Like, they should do it like that. Like, the NFL, do you know how the NFL playoffs work?
No.
Because you don't really watch, but...
Oh, kind of. Yeah, kind of. Just explain.
Like, in and out. But the, so the seeds, the 1-4 seeds are the division winners, right? So they change it now because they added an extra playoff spot, but the one seed is that bye. They used to be the top two seeds are the bye, but now it's just the one seed. And it's just the division winners are the top four. In the record, they sorted. But if you win the division, you're guaranteed a top four spot, even if your division's garbage, like the NFC East is. And then they have the three wild card spots, the 5, 6, 7. And then they do the 2 plays the 7, and the 3 plays the 5. No, wait. The 2. Do they have 8? No. Yeah. Am I wrong? Three plays the five. No, I don't think it's eight. Why am I blanking on this now? I think it's, but you get the point. Like, it's, they run it down, obviously, the first team gets the bye, but then they reseed after the first round. That's how they do it. They do a reseed.
But I feel like right now, with the way it is, even if they did 1-8, every team is really good. Like, Carolina plays Washington in the first round, whether it's 1-8 or whether it's what it is right now.
Really?
Because if you go in conference, Carolina's first in the conference, Washington's eighth.
I thought Carolina was like borderline. Yeah, they're winning the division.
They're winning the division. Washington. Oh, wait. Washington. Yeah, they play. Oh, no, wait. No, Carolina play Boston.
Yeah. Carolina, Boston.
But still, those aren't easy out. Those are wildcard teams. Boston, Washington, those are good teams.
Yeah, with how much parity there is, there's not really a easy first round matchup.
And it's just getting harder. The Rangers are good this year. They're squeaking in.
The Leafs couldn't handle the easy first round matchup last year. So there is no excuse.
That was a ticket. Like, that was a free ticket.
I don't care. I don't care. You had your chance last year, and you couldn't do it against a team, 18th? They weren't even in the top 16. The division was just so bad. So you had your easy in. You didn't get your easy in. I don't feel bad for you this year. Go. Play Florida or Tampa. I don't care. You didn't prove it then. What are you going to prove now?
But then they make it even more confusing. Now, like, you lose to Montreal last year, then you beat, like, Florida and Tampa this year. It'd just be funny.
You're going to have to play them eventually. It's like Boston. The back-to-back years that they played Boston. I wanted to play Boston because it would be better. It would feel better if they won. Obviously, they didn't. But it would feel better. And at least you finally get over that hump. At least you... Think about the confidence boost this team would get if they just got one round. I think that mental block would be gone and they just...
They're going to tear.
Yeah. It's all in their heads. It's all between the ears. That's all it is.
Look at that assistant coach last year. He left. It was one of the assistant coaches. He's like this... I think it was Paul McLean.
You're saying Leafs assistant?
Yeah. He's like, this team has demons all over themselves.
That's all it is. And it's... They tried to turn the page... In 2016, Matthews' rookie year, they tried to do the 100 turning into 01. They tried to kind of leave the past in the past, but with this team, it's never the past in the past. You can't leave it there.
Even though it's various different teams each year, it's kind of unfortunate. You play for the Leafs, you get all the history.
Yeah, the past is always going
to
haunt them.
Like, Kasha just signs here. Guess what? You have to help the Leafs get over their first playoff hump since 2004.
Yeah. It's just the way it is. It's the franchise. You tried to leave it behind, and it doesn't.
Which is why guys don't want to play here.
Yeah, it's exactly why. Because, the pressure from the media and the fan base can be a little much sometimes, obviously. Like, attacking Marner last year is just, like, personal. Seriously? You have to attack the guy on a personal level? Keep it hockey. Like, come on.
That's why I love that Marissa Roberto tweet. She's like, so you guys still want to trade Marner? Oh, yeah. And she always, like, reposts it when he does good. It's so funny. Because people, they take it really personally, even though. They get too much into it. They forget it's just a game.
Like, I remember last year after they got knocked out, apparently, I don't know, I know Marner was one of them, but they went golfing. And people got mad that they went, the day after they got knocked out, they went golfing. Listen, they got knocked out. Okay, people will say, he was planning because he knew they were going to get knocked out. Guys, leave him alone. Leave him alone. You're thinking too far into, like, you're thinking, like, you're going... Like, too far. Like, you know what I mean? You're kind of looking for things to...
Buddy basically has to, like, delete social media. Like, he said he's on it, but, like, very little. Because everywhere he looks, it's slander on him or the Leafs or something.
It's... You can't get away with it. You can't get away from it. Like, when they went to Arizona this season and they went golfing, let them go. It's the middle of the season in that case. I don't think many people complained about that, though.
No, they were in Arizona. Matthews lives there. Let the buddy go golfing.
Yeah, let them live their lives. It's the middle of the season. If it's playoff time and they're going golfing during the middle of a playoff run, okay, that's a different story. Maybe don't attack them personally, but, like, come on. Seriously, you have a game. But they'd never do that. They wouldn't do that. But it's just, it's another hump they got to get over. But do you, so you think, I think you, obviously you have to make a move. Like, you don't have a choice, obviously. But do you make a move with some term? Rather than just getting a pure rental.
It depends who it is. Like, if I had a chance to get Josh Manson, I don't care whether he's a rental or not. I would do it.
But he's not a rental, doesn't he?
He's a UFA.
He is?
Him and Lindholm Lamar. So they can't sign both. They know it.
Yeah.
So one of them has to go. And they said, I think, who's Lindholm's agent? It's Pat something. Pat Persson, I want to say. I'm not sure. And Dreger was saying that he was because they just, oh, that was it. It wasn't Pat Verson. It was Pat Verbeek, the new GM of the Ducks. Yeah. They said he's starting to speak to Lindholm's agent because he just got in, the GM.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm speaking to his agent and I want to get this done. So, which is why I think they're going to move Manson. But we'll see.
See, like, even if you're the Ducks, you make a move, you can still, if you want to trade one of those guys, let's say you do make a trade with the Leafs, you can still get a body back. You know what I mean? You can get
if you Justin Hall.
Yeah, Justin Hall. At least it's a body to play the third pair. Like, you're not trying to contend, but if you want to try and stay in the hunt, at least for the young guys, get some experience, or even maybe sneak in if you can. I don't know if they can sneak in. It'll be a little difficult, but that's you can make that move. I don't see why not. You can make you're not trying to contend. So at least don't lose these guys, someone for nothing. Unless you're going to sign them, that's a different story. If you think you could, but they won't be able to sign both, probably. That's what you're saying, right? We're not going to be able to get rid of one, get a body back in exchange, and at least you don't lose it. You could probably get, for Manson, at least a first, and you can get, like, a Justin Hall or a Dermot, because they want to move Dermot and Hall.
I feel like they want a body, a prospect, and a pick. But I don't know if that's too much.
Yeah. Well, it's for a guy with no term. That's difficult.
The first round pick isn't going to be high.
What kind of prospect is it?
I don't know. I wouldn't give Nizer Niemela if I was the Leafs. No.
Is it going to be like a Robertson? Like, I don't want to give up on Nick Robertson. His development got all screwed up because of COVID. And yeah. He didn't get to play in the OHL.
So hard to evaluate.
Last year. You can't give up on him. Yeah, it's still too early. And he doesn't have, I don't think he has an insane amount of value anyways.
I wonder how much value Arjen Chinsev has.
No, I don't think much. He's been in the minors for, past 2 or 3 years?
Okay, but the Leafs have other prospects.
Yeah.
So it's possible. But
do you really want to trade like a Nizer Niemela? I really don't.
Not for a 1 year.
You can make a move like a Luke Shen or a...
Luke Shen is like a third round pick.
Yeah. So you can make a smaller move that'll kind of address your issues anyways. All they need is someone back there that'll play good, hard, get out of my crease. You know what I mean? Some good fundamental... Move some bodies.
Play your position.
Yeah, exactly. Play steady. That's all they need.
They need another Brody, but more physical.
Yeah. They need... That's the thing they need. They need to be more physical. That's all they need.
See the way... So everybody says we need a defenseman. Okay, well, we do. But not everybody does that, actually. So some people want a goalie. I don't.
Okay, but what goalie do you trade for? Do you trade for... You're not getting Fleury. Not going to happen. Do you trade Jack? Seeing a lot of, what Steve Dangle says is, do you trade, because they always talk about, you'd let these guys go that are at the end of their deals. Like it's basically your own rental, like the JVR.
Yeah, I hate those.
The JVRs and the Hymans, right? It's like, okay, but how do you trade Hyman last year? Unless you get an actual body, you get a body back. Is it really worth it? But you're losing them for nothing. That's the thing. So, okay, you can trade for a goalie, sure. Do you really want Varlamov? Is Varlamov really going to fix your issues?
I don't think the issues are goaltending. I think Jack and Mrazek, okay, I think Jack personally is going to be the number one. I think he's going to figure it out eventually. Mrazek may start playing more games now because Jack is struggling. But I think at the end, Jack will take the net.
Yeah.
But, and then I think you got to go for a defenseman. Some people are even saying get an extra forward. Do I need an extra forward now? If those four guys are not, and the surrounding pieces are not enough offense, there's a problem already.
Oh my God, I just saw Gorgiev's on the trade bait. Obviously, in that case, it doesn't help you anyways. But, you basically have to hope and trust Jack's going to play better, which I have a little bit of hope for. He played well last year, but that's the only thing you can do. You're kind of handicapped. You're not going to trade for a Fleury. You're not going to trade for – I didn't even know Gorgiev was on trade bait. He kind of is on every year, though.
Yeah, because they don't know if he's a backup or if he's like a 1A-B type goalie.
Yeah. See, if you want to talk about forwards, that JT Miller I don't know how true that. Did you heard about?
There's been rumors that they talked, but I don't think they're gonna do it.
But did you hear the deal?
Oh, there's all sorts of different rumors.
There's one about it was Hall, Liljegren, first, fourth, Kerfoot, and Robertson.
That's a lot.
Do you want to give that up? I mean,
he has term.
Yeah, he does have another year, but after that year, you're not gonna sign him. Unless you move one of the big four. But why are you going to... What's the point? There's no point.
People were saying that Tavares... Right now, Tavares is struggling. But let's just flat out say it. He is.
Oh, yeah.
And you could see it. He He really scored 10 goals. He's got a point.
Yeah, and he's visibly frustrated too. Like, it's not.
And he's not a guy who shows a lot of emotion. No. So that's how you know he's actually angry.
Yeah. And it's just a slump. That's all it is. Like, you don't. Like, people are gonna. I'm sure they are. I haven't even seen on Twitter. People are probably ripping him to shreds. And guys, just relax. There's a reason people don't want to come here.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Look at him. You gotta. He's a captain too.
Chill.
It's yeah. Pressure.
And as a captain, you can't really. That's the issue.
Because he's a lead by example person.
Yeah.
And if he can't lead right now, he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. And you, if you're trying to lead by example, you can't show that, visibly show that frustration like you are.
Yeah, I saw this one tweet. It was like, Matthews is the leader of the team. Just by the way he played.
Yeah, but
in the, and I think eventually he will be.
Like the all or nothing, the all or nothing, you can tell Tavares was way more, like Matthews and Marner weren't very vocal. Riley was vocal. Spezza was vocal. Tavares was vocal.
Because it's hard to be vocal when you're not playing good. Mm-hmm. So Matthews and Marner weren't.
No, even during the season, I'm saying. Like not just the playoff.
But yeah, but you could see behind the scenes that when the leadership group met, it was Tavares, Riley, Muzzin, mm-hmm. Matthews and Marner were there because they wore A's, because they wear A's, but yeah. Were they really
vital? That's the thing. If you want to prove that you can take a step forward, I think you got to be more vocal in the room. Like, you're getting older. The baby fat is gone. You know what I mean? Like, you're not rookies anymore.
You could see with the way they constructed the team this year. They didn't sign any. There's no Joe Thornton or Patrick Marleau yeah. veteran. They
try to get away.
They are the. Except they have to be Simmons. The leaders. Simmons. Okay, Spezza and Simmons. But that's the fourth line. Whatever.
Yeah.
But Spezza's basically like. I don't think he's a very vocal guy.
He looked like he was in the all or nothing.
Yes. But they say he's more like game stuff. He's not like inspirational leader.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He can just help you, like, tweak your game. Be like, use this stick.
But it seemed like he was vocal, even during intermissions. When they were
he's a veteran. Yeah. It's just what he does. But if Tavares... But back to the other thing. I don't think you trade for a four. If Tavares and Nylander can't run their own line, they shouldn't have to... Like, they shouldn't be complaints about Kerfoot not being good enough to play left wing. Bunting can easily play left wing with Matthews Marner.
Yeah, you don't touch that line. That line is not getting touched. That is borderline.
I would never touch
top,
that.
That's definitely the top five line in the league. It could be, right now at least, the best line in the league. Yeah. So... I mean, what about Philip Forsberg? Do you trade for Philip Forsberg?
He's also a free agent.
Yeah.
They said he wants like $8 million.
Yeah, exactly. That's a pure rental. Again, another pure rental. So, I don't know. At this point, it's just this. I just think that this team, if you see the warning signs, and I don't want to say Saturday's a warning sign because they've all no, because.
They're sick.
This is like one part of my brain trying to convince me that. It's different. Every year, it's not different. But is it a... Yeah, they were all sick. Didn't someone leave? I think someone left during, like, the first...
A Nylander scored, and then he went to the washroom.
That's what... Yeah, there you go. That's what it was, right? So, obviously, you have some stomach bug going around. You could tell they burnt out in the third.
They're tired.
Yeah.
They were moving.
Yeah. So...
Even Matthew said, he's like, I didn't know what to do. He's like, in junior youth hockey, he's like, I've never seen anything like this. And I can't say his quote because it was kind of, they were swearing at it. But he's like, when something hit the fan, he's like, I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
He's like, but he said he liked the way they responded. And because like the way Mikheyev made that power move in. So do you go off that or do you go off the team that let in multiple goals in the third? That's the question. That's what Dubas has to figure out.
In the past, you bend and you break. So in this case,
they didn't break.
The lead, but they stay composed. During playoff time, can you stay composed? Obviously, this won't happen in playoffs, obviously. But do you stay composed?
I hope not.
So, yeah. So, tonight they play, well, by the time of this recording, are they playing tonight? They're playing the Rangers. No. I think they're playing the Rangers. I think I saw Rangers. Or am I wrong?
Could be wrong. The Rangers played the last 2 days. I doubt it.
Oh, yeah. They played last night. I'm stupid. Yeah.
They play Washington.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It'll be a good test.
Yeah, tonight. Well, Washington's struggling, too. So, we'll see. The next month is going to be huge, like in terms of what Dubas does, how he wants to structure things, how they play the next month, how they're going to look at the team and evaluate. But it'll be an interesting next month because I don't know what you do. Like, you get a defenseman, obviously, but past that, you got issues to address. Do you want to address them?
Yeah, we'll just leave it on this.
Yeah,
Dubas, get Josh Manson. Thank you.
By all means necessary, I'll even take Hampus Lundholm.
But Josh Manson, JM. Yeah, I want Josh Manson, Anaheim Ducks, Kyle Dubas, please. I'll make the phone call.
So, yeah, that'll end it for this week. As always, thanks for listening.
And you'll hear us next week.